Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk is the president of Story Worldwide, S-T-O-R-Y, Story Worldwide. And the reason this is called that is because his job is to tell stories about customers, his clients. And that's what you do, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. It's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's what you've been helping us to understand all these years. You were doing it before you were doing it on my show before you were doing Story. You were telling stories before you had Story. But I want to come back to what you said in the previous segment. This Pew Research study, which talks about how people learn about their local community or their local businesses. And you know, I remember, I just think about my own use of tools, of use of resources that we have available to us. You know, Kirk, when I first started writing, an abiding companion of mine was my dictionary.
Right.
It was right beside my desk. It was sitting on the floor, basically, beside my desk when I needed, you know, to look up a word, make sure I had the right word or whatever. You know, I'd reach out and pick up the dictionary. I can't remember the last time I picked up that dictionary.
I'm a faithful subscriber to Merriam-Webster online, by the way, so that I never have to reach for my dictionary. But I will admit to the old-fashioned habit, I have the complete Oxford English Dictionary, all whatever it is, 21 or 22 volumes, on a shelf not far away from where I'm sitting right now.
So I don't have that many, but the thing is we still need the information, but we get it in different ways, and that's the message you're trying to tell us, isn't it?
Exactly. I think that's the critical message, is that people's communication habits, where they look for their information, is changing rapidly, and that was the point of the Pew study, really, is that you've got to keep track of the way that's changing. You know, what's happening is everybody is making the inevitable and inexorable shift from these traditional means, from that paper dictionary, to the web. Because all information is getting digitized, all information is becoming available 24/7, all information is getting tagged with its location, it's being categorized with keywords, it's being made searchable and findable,
and
frankly,
relevant,
if you don't do
and relevant to the user.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And
isn't that word relevance one of the most becoming a very, very powerful part of what you do for a living and what we do as consumers?
Oh, it's the most powerful. And just to, you know, to put it into English, what I tell clients all the time, advertising used to ask one question, and it asked it of the client, right? It was business people saying to themselves, well, what's my most important message? What piece of information do I want to jam into the heads of my unsuspecting would-be customers? And that question has gone out the window now because people can ignore you too easily. The real question now is, why do I matter to my customers? What do my customers want to know? What do they need to know? It's almost, you have to think like a news service. You have to see yourself.
And it's because everything we sell, and folks, I've been saying this, you know, Kirk, I've been saying this for many years, but every tick of the clock makes this more appropriate. Everything you sell, almost everything you do is a commodity.
Right? Absolutely correct.
I mean, what differentiates you is not what you can say about yourself, but what your customers think about you. That's what differentiates you.
It, it's, It's completely true, and it requires taking a hard look at your competitors too, and figuring out what is different about you. What is that thing that really distinguishes you and differentiates you? This is the problem that my business has all the time, and so I think about this almost every day. Because, as you said, I may not be exactly a small business now, but we've got 175, 180 employees. Our average competitor, I did the math, has 7,000. We're up against some slightly larger businesses, and we have to be better than them. We can't necessarily be cheaper than them. That's not what we want to sell.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
We do not want to sell discounting. We want to sell value.
Hey, Kirk, the price war is over and small business lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But convenience is still more important. Quality is more important. The personal touch is more important.
Right.
I was in a small bookstore.
Those are the kinds of things that people are attracted to these days. Saving them time, that's a big deal. Those are differentiating messages, aren't they, to put into your marketing material?
Absolutely. And remembering their names.
Oh, yeah.
Those big businesses don't know who you are. They've got a lot of technological ways of pretending they do, but people can see through that pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Give us
your website, please. We're going to take a quick break here.
Storyworldwide.com.
Folks, you've never seen a website like this. Go just for your own, just to be aesthetically pleasing and mentally challenging. Go check out Kirk's website, storyworldwide.com. And he and I are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More to come. Tintel, stay with us.
That's right.
No, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.